What's going on, everybody? Thank you for watching The Naturalist Capitalist. It's been a rough week, but we're pulling through, doing well. We've somehow made it to the seventh installment of The Four Horsemen without getting nuked. We'll see how much longer that goes on. I am just going to tell everyone, Mike is so far a no-show. Hopefully he shows up. If he does, we'll add him into the stream. But we're just going to be the three of us for now. We've got Eric Jackman back on the show. How you doing, Eric?
Reed, locked and loaded, ready to go. Always a pleasure. Four Horsemen, greatest podcast in the world.
Absolutely.
That's how it is.
And he's missing a comb, but the rest of him is there. We've got Ryan Dawson. How you doing, Ryan?
I wouldn't say I'm missing it.
The it's comb just missed him.
Yeah, it's my Robert Smith homage, man.
The Cure.
So if Mike shows up, he shows up. We'll add him in, but we're just going to go with the three of us for now.
Hawaii time or something.
Yeah, but we had a date that just passed recently, Ryan. It's September 11th, something like that, 20-year anniversary or
something happened that day.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Yeah, every year and for 20 years now, I've listened to I just wait for the wave of Coca-Cola to pass because you can't. It's the saddest thing. I've got all this information on what happened on the greatest terrorist attack in American history. And we've got factions out there 20 years later still arguing about how many planes were used. They've got 9/11 truth has gone nowhere for 20 years. And I'm waiting. How long? You want another 40 years? How long before you tell the charlatans to shut the fuck up and you're ready to listen to what happened? They're so far away from who did it. I mean, they don't even know what happened, much less how it happened, why, or who. They can't even get the structure of the buildings correct after 20 years.
Did you see, Ryan, they finally, the FBI or Biden had him put out that one-page document about Omar Bayomi? In his connection to it.
I mean, that's been out.
Well, yeah, but they, I think a redacted version or something declassified.
Yeah, but it's just redundant of what's already out. And I knew that's right. What they were going to do. I mean, all this, that's an empire in mass and some, you know, like this. Oh, okay. I mean, Osama Basnan and Omar Bayumi and Nawid Delket and all that. We know all that. We've known all that. None of this is new information. To the Cook movement, it's new. They're running around, oh my God, Saudi Arabia. But this is not, none of this is new. It's like a couple years ago with the dancing Israeli photographs. Like, that's not new. We've had that since the FOIA from 2011. And we've had the information way before that. I had it in a movie in 2008.
Yeah, well, the pictures coming out was interesting, even though they put those white blocks over their faces, and there's still a ton more pictures to be released. Do you think any of those will ever come out?
It'll be, if they come out, it'll be redacted. I mean, they didn't even release their names. Their names are from the police report. The FBI whited out all their names.
Right. You kind of Rosetta Stoned their faces. You had that like as your profile picture for a while.
Well, I had all their mug shots.
Yeah,
I mean, like, you didn't have to go through FOIA and all that. Like, their mugshots were available from the police department. You didn't have to go to NARA.
Right.
And then you just, okay, the one in overalls is Yaron Schmel. You could go by the description in the police report and then buy the photos from their mugshot. And you had them all anyway. And you had all their names. And you had all their dates of births. Had pictures of their passports. Some of them had multiple passports. We've had all that for a long time. The problem is, it doesn't matter what I have because of Richard Gage and Loose Change and Alex Jones. Like, that's the first thing out the door. No building or fill from far. All that stuff people memorize. You know, Larry Silverstein said, pull it. That's the industry term. That's, you can't fight it. You can't fight the tide of stupid. And, you know, that's intentional. I mean, we this went around again, but I mean, this is an older video too, of Alex Jones on September 12th.
About to bring up. Yeah.
Talking about the Israelis, talking about all of it. Then you fast forward to his interview with Donald Trump, where he feigns ignorance on the whole thing because he's compromised. I mean, he did marry his masseuse. So they get a guy that, you know, is old school Alex that knew what was going on, was telling the world, you know, a couple hand jobs later and he's in line.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was, I don't know, that whole clip, seeing Alex Jones, I know that's probably not weird for you because you've been following this forever, but.
I've been playing clips like that of him for a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, but for me and for other people, it was kind of shocking to see that. We were just like, whoa, Alex Jones was right about something at one time before he.
Oh, yes. Oh, he was okay until about 2005. It's where he really went off the deep end. But that's what I've been saying. Like, I know that he knows better and he does it anyway. Right, I know that he knows about dancing Israelis, and he sat there with Donald Trump and acted like he thought it was Arabs. Pretended the whole thing. And when Steve Watson wrote about it, he fired him. It's Paul Watson's brother. Both of them got their start on Jonestown.
The Watson brothers. Do you think those base Palestinian prisoners were watching Shawshank Redemption, the ones who escaped from the prison? How triumphant was that for a few days?
Well, what was funny is they went to the Israeli embassy and littered it with spoons. Because that's how they dug out, apparently.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
It didn't end well, though.
No, but, you know.
Did they get – how many prisoners was it? Did they end up getting them all back?
I think six got out, right?
I'm not sure.
It was six of them got out. Now – Israel imprisons more children than China. I mean, that of course, the U.S. imprisons the most people, but generally we don't throw children in jail. And generally, if we do throw someone in jail, they're charged with something. Mm-hmm. But not in Israel. What are you charged with? Being the wrong race? We charge you of being the wrong race and existing. This guy's chosen lunatics. Colonel Lawrence Wilkerson was on the other day saying he doesn't think Israel's going to exist in 20 years because they're a strategic liability. And I'm thinking, haven't they been a strategic liability since its inception, since the terrorists created that state? And of course, Wilson recognizes it anyway, but that's how it's been. All they ever do is issue new demands. If we're ever in another, like a World War III situation, it's going to be because of our relationship with Israel. If we ever end up fighting Iran and half the Arab world, it'll be because of Israel.
It seems like
the Iraq war and Syrian war are both because of Israel.
It seems like their narrative is slipping, though. Like they've been, 10 years ago, even the left was like pretty pro-Israel. And now like, even some people on the right are starting to question. They're like, when they were bombing the shit out of Gaza a couple months ago, pretty much everyone I know was like, what?
It's because of Twitter.
Yeah.
As terrible as Twitter is in promoting pedophilia and censoring things about BLM and all that. And they're so far left on everything. They'll censor you. But they don't seem to care about the Israel-Palestine issue. You can actually talk about that and show clips of it on Twitter. So because there's one media outlet that will let you see reality, they're losing the PR war bad. That, or it's just there's so many people on Twitter, they can't censor it fast enough, and the whole fucking world is like, this is a travesty, what's going on in Palestine. It's ethnic cleansing, it's colonialism, it's racism. I think the narrative of evil white man is like so ingrained in Twitter, like that, and that's what it is too. It's a bunch of Europeans that went to Palestine pretending to be Hebrew, call themselves Jews. I mean, they are Jewish, but They're not going back to that land. They've never been from there, right? They're just converts that are going there. Yeah, that's because there's one way to show, and almost everyone that gets their news on Israel-Palestine is getting it from Twitter. Because even if you had something in Al Jazeera or whatever, no one's going to see it unless you stick it on Twitter. You can't do it on Facebook. You can't do it on YouTube. But Twitter is not censoring the Israel-Palestine stuff so much. They will go after you bad on other things. Like, you can't have a Confederate flag. You can have a communist flag. That's okay. I think you could have any flag other than the Confederate flag.
Well, maybe not any. That's one they go after. Close to any flag. Yeah.
I mean, you could have ISIS.
Yeah, that's true. Probably.
The Taliban's on Twitter.
Taliban-based.
Yeah. So, how many of those guys do you think are actually Taliban versus Feds?
Well, the ones that are actually Taliban are not writing in English. I can tell you that.
So most of them are Feds then. Most of them are.
Yeah, most of them are just pretending. They're not even Feds. They're just attention whores.
They're just right. K-pop wannabes. You know, ISIS, yeah. K-pop.
Do you see that guy in Britain that got all this plastic surgery to look like a member of BTS K-pop band? Yeah,
it's incredible.
He's a trans Korean or something.
He's transracial.
It's like you can't become Korean through plastic surgery. Dude,
that is the height of clown world. It's not the farthest we've gotten yet, though. It's gonna keep going. I mean,
well, I'm waiting. We are like where.
Well, he doesn't look anything like him either. It's like you got all that plastic surgery, and you just end up looking like
a everyone puma.
Else that gets too much plastic surgery. Just a weird big lip fucking goof.
Like Caitlyn Jenner, I only got 1.5% of the vote in California, Ryan. The thing was rigged. It was totally rigged. It's rigged, I tell you. I had such a good plan to deal with the homeless. I was going to run them all over with ATVs and provide night vision goggles for people. We were going to have a hunting homeless app to deal with the homeless. It didn't stick, though. It didn't stick because people are transphobic and not ready for that kind of leadership.
Yeah. They're the first space black man. And
Larry Elder, Ryan?
By a guy in a
gorilla. For a Californian, he's like the best you're going to get. And Californian.
Yeah. He's definitely an edgelord, Reed.
Oh, yeah.
There's no denying him, though.
He wanted to get rid of minimum wage, and that's just something they are not going to understand.
Well, we don't have Mike, but just for the time being, we got my friend Jose, who's going to step in. How's it going, Jose?
Doing all right. Definitely wasn't expecting to be on the Four Horsemen tonight, but, you know, I was hoping maybe one day I could be big enough to be a guest star, but hell, I'll do a sub for now.
What did he do to join these fine gentlemen? It's like punishment.
Okay. Knowing the right people will get you very far.
We have a deep bench. We definitely have a deep bench. How you doing, Jose?
Doing all right. Yeah. My cat had some kittens yesterday. I mean, other than that, just chilling for the weekend. So, yeah.
Jose doesn't give a shit about what anyone says. So, you know that.
Do your cat give birth to boy, girl, or liberals?
Is your cat a birthing cat?
Actually, I breed cats. So I have hairless cats I breed. I sell them suckers. You know, I'm not saying for how much because, you know, feds and stuff. But, you know, I don't know. Make a little money off it. Can't complain. So, and I got to play with kitties and get stones. So that's fun.
In Minecraft.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, we were just talking about the missed opportunity that California had to elect Caitlin to become governor. And, it's just too bad. You know, Newsom is just a fucking slick-haired psychopath wine merchant, and we could have had Caitlin or Larry Elder. So
I think Caitlin would have been good.
Either of those options are awesome.
What's that, Reed?
I said I would have loved Caitlin just for the entertainment value, you know, if nothing else.
Yeah, we'll just see what.
So befitting for that state.
It would have been.
Yeah.
For the times, too. You know, we had end times ushered in with Damien in 16, and then I think Caitlin would have just been a nice addendum to that, you know, just a I nice like.
Was Gary Busey busy?
Eric, you got a good Caitlin like impersonation. Nicolas
Cage.
Yeah, I did it before you hopped on. Jose, it's great to have you here. I understand you served in the armed forces, and I salute you. My mother, Esther, is a World War II veteran. She's a very big fan of Sean Hannity. She's watching right now. Say hi to my mom, Esther, Jose. She loves you. She loves you, baby. Esther loves you, baby.
That is 100% woman right there, no doubt.
You gotta do the ba-boom in the middle of it.
Yeah, buckle up. Buckaroo. I in my live show, my live Ryan Dawson canceled me comedy special that I did, which we have the links.
Canceled in. You? I didn't do anything.
Well, okay, I should rephrase that. Yeah, we had a whole segment about Caitlin, and I just said she's my favorite out of all those freaks because she's the best looking, she's the smartest, she's the most interesting, and she's got the nicest legs out of all of them. And I stand by that statement. I'm a gold medalist, baby. I won that decathlon.
I posted on Twitter. I know Eric and Jose saw it, but it said conservatives 2021. And it was, what's the porn star's name?
Brandi Love.
Brandi Love.
Josh Smith and Chase had her on.
So it's Brandi Love, Nicki Minaj, and Caitlyn Jenner. The conservative movement now. Amazing.
Best timeline.
Yeah, the news was talking about Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend's nutsack.
Yeah, I saw that.
I wouldn't know anything about that, boys.
You know, people in Japan ask, like, I'll flip that on. And then they look at me like, is that right? That's like wrong translation, right? I'm like, oh, no.
That's what they're talking about over there.
This is America, guys.
They're talking
guys.
About Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend's balls.
This opened up a serious discourse about vaccination disclosure and such. So I mean, it's funny, but fuck, it worked.
Oh, we're definitely all here for it.
Well, it's because Nicki Minaj, like, they suspended her, but you can't just cancel her, right?
No.
So if she wants to talk about it, she will. And yeah, it's odd because Mark Zuckerberg had all the same questions and talked to Fauci Mangala personally and was asking about DNA and RNA manipulation and stuff. And of course, Dr. Fauci just sat there and lied. There's a huge film about Dr. Fauci coming in about 11 hours out of Australia. It's called What Really Happened in Wuhan. Y'all gotta watch this.
It's almost a ripoff of Mike Rivero. What really happened?
It is. I know. That's why I was like hoping to bring it up with him today. What really happened in Wuhan? I'm sure it will be on whatreallyhappened.com.
Yeah. I want to know what really happened to Mike Rivero with this live stream. That's what I'm wondering. You know, I think he ended up in my closet and he got trapped in my closet.
It's gonna be on his website because I'll put it on there.
Trying to fight the homeless,
dude. They had over 60 projects in Wuhan from Echo Health. 60, not one, 60. He knew goddamn well what would happen tinkering around with coronaviruses, and he's on film saying, "You can't have that in Virginia or New York. If you're gonna do that, you do it in China." Because he knew. First, this is showing how stupid it is. If it gets out, it gets out. It'll be in the world is going to get it. It's a disease. It's not like a bomb or something. It's going to affect everybody anyway. But he knew what the risks were. And then, wow, we have a bat coronavirus in Wuhan. It's from the lab. It's not from the wet market. It's from the lab. They had over 60 projects going in there that they were illegally financing because they'd Obama had outlawed gain of function, and then they found some loophole, but they decided or just to do it in China. And then they decided it's not gain of function anymore to enhance viruses with spike proteins, which is, I mean, definitely gain of function.
Enhanced viruses.
He belongs in jail. He lied to Congress, and Rand Paul even said to him.
I was about to say, yeah, Reed, how cute was Rand questioning him? Well, Dr. Fauci, you knew about this gain of function research that you're doing here. And you can try and tackle me like my neighbor for my leaf trimmings, but you can't lie to Congress, you know? Rand is cute.
He reignites the flame. Remember how the flame was like in his logo in 2016, which is like you kind of laugh at it over the last few years, just like. But now I got to admit, like with all this Fauci stuff, he's regained some favor. He's done a pretty good job.
When he hits. Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
There's sometimes you're like, oh come on, you're gonna send for the cops, okay? But sometimes you're like, all right, that was pretty base.
He's like those idiots don't realize I offered the no-knock bill in the Senate. Those idiots who attack me and my wife.
Say her name. Dude, that was so dumb.
I mean, we were talking earlier, Reed, that either it's like could be Tucker Carlson or Rand that stopped the king from launching all-out World War III against Iran.
Like I on just the golf opened course. The Bigot Arena, by the way, if anybody is going to be in there. Whoop, there's four horsemen.
Hillary used acid wash, Reed, but it very well could have been Rand on the golf course with the king just kind of telling them, look, you know, we need to have an off-ramp here.
Well, is that or the guy who brought him his sandwich, like you said? Who it was, the last guy.
He brought me in the greatest double quarter pounder I've ever eaten with a Diet Coke with 10 nuggets like I asked for. Because anytime I asked Chris Christie for nuggets, there were only 8 of them. He ate 2 of them. This guy brought me all 10 nuggets and said, sir, we probably should not attack Iran. I said, you're probably right. That's what saved us, Reed.
It probably is. Like, all right, we got weird heroes now, man. Nicki Minaj, the guy who brought Trump his sandwich. You know, Caitlyn Jenner, like, I don't know. Oh.
My Pillow guy.
Oh, dude.
My Pillow guy.
Lindell, he's base retard, dude.
Dude, Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Ryan,
did you see the tweet you put out yesterday?
Like, that's how.
These are our heroes.
That's how desperate we are. We had like a libertarian channel talking about getting excited about Larry Elder. Because it's gotten so bad otherwise.
I mean, we got DeSantis too. He's like a less retarded Trump. So
right, DeSantis is wonderful compared to the rest of the clowns. Yeah. Like, at least he won't put masks on children. That's how deep in our own end zone we are. Like, can you not put masks on the 6-year-olds? But I mean, out west, they're like, can you stop giving 6-year-olds hormonal treatment? Like. Yeah, I held that recently in court too.
Trump should cut a video with Nicki Minaj, like some kind of fucking diss track or a mixtape where she's giving him a lap dance, and it's like, Nicki, she's a beautiful woman. She's going to be my vice president in the next race. We're announcing it right now, and she gives me swollen balls.
Dude, you give her a lap dance to Melania Trump and take the money now.
She makes my balls swollen. Believe me.
Did you all see how Nicki fucking like basically doxed those journalists? Like, that was beautiful. Like, she went to the Jose School of Tweeting, but then has the clout to back it up. Like, it was fucking beautiful. Just, like, threw her dick on the table right there, you know?
Oh, man. Ilhan Omar tweeted something out, and then Marjorie Taylor Greene quote tweeted her and said, damn autocorrect, every time I try to type your name, it keeps correcting to brother fucker. Ilhan Omar, marriage fraud is a felony. Free upgrades are nice on airlines, but marrying your brother to give him an upgrade is a felony. I look forward to make sure he is investigated.
The beautiful part of that, too, is what preceded it. The tweet that Ilhan did was, like, criticizing MTG, or whatever the fuck her name is, Green, about wearing a mask on a plane. Because you're like, oh, look, she's against mask mandates. Look at her being so hypocritical. Which is, like, the dumbest fucking criticism you possibly have. It's just like, well, bitch has got to fly, so I don't know what the fuck to tell you. Like, I mean, she's going to wear a mask if she wants to get from place A to place B. Like, this isn't a legit criticism. Like, she'll go to fucking jail.
It's like they're forcing you to wear a mask. It doesn't work the other way, though, when you take your mask off and you're saying you believe in them. Like Gavin Newsom and Nancy Pelosi and AOC and everyone else is seen. They only put the mask on when there's a camera there. These people are just laughing at everybody. Like, the plebs, the little people in their mask. That's what that whole gala with eat, tax the rich. It should have said, let them eat cake.
Oh, the Met?
It was just let the peons wear the mask while we walk around and
party gowns. You know what? I wonder, Ryan, where is fucking ISIS and terrorist attacks when a thing like the Met's going on? You know, are they all sleeping when those things happen? What the fuck? Why can't there be like an errant drone striker, ISIS-K, show up?
All right, here's the serious discourse right here. I want to touch on AOC real quick. Everyone was going on about how great her ass looked in that dress. I want to point out total optical illusion the way that dress is. If you look at the tax the rich? Like, tax and rich are, like, kind of perfectly around her ass to where it gives this illusion with the text to where it gives her a bigger bubble. Also, she was poking it out, too. So you look at other pictures, she's got a flat ass. So everyone going on about how great she looked in the dress. It was completely the dress doing it and not her ass.
Flat Earth, flat ass theory. This is the flat ass theory.
He's got the important facts at hand right here.
But, hey, yeah. He's right on the same level as Nicki Minaj's cousin's friend's nuts.
it's important stuff.
It's weird because they almost needed some clownish bullshit story like that with everything going on with Mark Milley and Dr. Fauci. And we've got treason, and we've got treason twice, actually. They made Corona in a lab, and we've got a general in the United States giving backdoor calls to China. And this is the same guy when Trump said, pull out of Syria. They're like, haha, no, and just refuse the order, right? Why aren't these people in jail? Because they run the press. That narrative, CNN was making excuses for them both. They had Dr. Fauci on and didn't even ask him about it. And Mark Milley, they're making excuses for him. Like, oh yeah, well, he was, you know, January 6th. Yeah, that's a made up CNN story too. Like, oh yeah, the insurrection. What insurrection?
You don't even have to make some crazy or so propaganda.
No guns.
You don't even have to make some crazy like conspiracy to for him with Milley. Like, the issue is when you go against the cathedral when they start having issues. So he literally doesn't have to be in cahoots with anybody for this shit. It could just be because he's going along with the official narrative or what they like, you know, the powers that be. So no one fucks with him. And that's how it works in this world when it comes to the big guys in government. You know, it's once you start bucking the trend that you have an issue. If you're going along with it, whatever. It doesn't mean you have to be in cahoots with anyone, you know. So I don't know, but he probably was.
Well, he's calling the Chinese. Yeah. And it's weird to me. Okay, Trump is concerned with voter fraud, which it should be. And you're calling China expecting an attack. Why? Were they involved with voter fraud or something? What are you doing? The guy's so divorced from reality. He called the drone strike that killed a bunch of children a righteous strike.
Yeah.
And then they said they got asked point blank, was there a secondary explosion, like, to prove the truck had bombs on it? Yes. Can you tell us how you know that? No. And then the New York Times comes out saying it's water jugs. And then all of them admit it's water jugs, because they're probably finding that out for the first time, too.
Water jugs. That's Nicki Minaj's code name, by the way.
Horton just did an episode on that the other day, just for those who want to check out more. He did, like, a 30-minute interview with, I think, one of the first journalists to show up, and he really went to that well. So, I mean, dude, better justice than any of us here for sure. So, but yeah, it was really fucked up because it was all kids mostly. So,
yeah
it was one American civil worker and a bunch of children. So, when the secondary explosion was what? The kids? You counting blowing up kids as a bomb now? What are we, Israelis?
Yeah, ISIS K. The K stands for kids.
Oh my God.
Think about it, okay? You got Biden. He doesn't even know where he is. He's not wearing pants. Okay. And he launches his ISIS kids mixtape after the fall of Kabul. Total disaster. Never would have happened under my watch.
He kills 14 Americans. What was it? 72 Afghanis in the bomb attack, something like that. And then, and the kids are all in the same family. I mean, they just wiped out a family, whole family full of children, kaboom. For delivering water. And that just sums up the whole Afghan war. That's a microcosm of the whole thing.
The aid worker was trying to come to the States, too.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. I mean, and they were going to how he's very, like, not that this makes it better, but he's very Americanized, too. Like, not that that necessarily makes it better, but you can kind of identify. It was just a normal working schmuck. Just look.
That's why the media was so mad. That was 10 extra refugees.
Mm-hmm.
But our drone strikes have been killing children the whole time.
Right.
Not only in Afghanistan, but in Pakistan and
Yemen.
Iraq. They've been drone striking and murdering Somalia, too. They've been killing children. And that's the kind of intelligence they have. And you saw the Pentagon sit up there and lie. Was there a secondary explosion? Yeah. Yeah, there was. No, there wasn't. You're a liar. We had great intelligence. That drone followed the truck around for 2 hours. So whoever the operator was knew goddamn well it was water drugs. Didn't matter. We got to blow something up. Here's a truck carrying things. Let's blow this up. Because they have to retaliate to ISIS-K, who killed 13 soldiers or 12 soldiers and a medic. If they even exist. I'm at this point where I'm like, ISIS-K, is that even a real thing? Like, right. I don't know. They lie about everything. Everything. I mean, why were we there fighting the Taliban? Well, weren't we allegedly in Afghanistan because of September 11th to chase down Al-Qaeda?
It's the Delta variant of ISIS.
ISIS-K, Kellogg Delta. Well, that's what I said on 9/11. One of the things I said is, if you buy totally the official 9/11 narrative, the group that hosted the group that attacked us are now partying in mansions in Kabul that our tax dollars built with our weapons.
In Dubai.
Dude, you mean. Fucking incredible.
Now they're in Dubai.
Well, yeah, they're in Dubai balling out, dude. The Taliban, they're like on roids now. They're the Talibase. They got mixtapes coming out, man. They've never been better.
Dude, did you see them in the bay with the fucking swan boats? Dude, they have the swan boats out there.
Well, like after the Red Sox win a World Series, the duck boats.
Yeah. Well, Mark Milley gave them $85 billion worth of equipment.
I think someone did a remake, like it's like the Washington crossing the Delaware, but them. I think I saw that.
Oh, dude, this is the height of clown world. I mean, well, it's I know we're all sad about it because we all do pay attention, and it has been really cute in seeing people for the first time saying, "Oh my God, our drones kill civilians. We kill children. We kill innocent people." Or it's dogs. Like, motherfucker, I was watching Dirty Wars by Jeremy Scahill over 10 years ago.
They officially apologized for it. When has that ever happened?
Right. Right? Oh, yeah.
Suddenly, we care about Afghanistan and kids. Out of the blue, right? And it was actually reported that we gave them $85 billion worth of equipment, at least on like Fox and Sky News covered it. $85 billion of U.S. equipment. That makes them a modern army, like on mid-level in the world now, because they have all of our toys.
Oh, Ryan, I think it was Ben Shapiro was complaining because we sent them like $65 million in aid a few weeks ago after we'd left. And he was freaking out about $65 million. But, you know, we spent, what was it, $4 billion every month?
I mean, $65 million? That's like 6 days of Israeli aid.
Dude, that's a coke bender for 3 Saudi princes in a weekend. $60 million? That's nothing. They'll buy a bunch of people.
That's one Hunter Biden Saturday.
I'm so goddamn proud of Hunter. No one could piss through $65 million better than my son Hunter. He's an artist now. He's been sober 72 hours. Goddamn it! I'm so proud of him.
He's really proud of him when he walked in his room and him and all his friends were vaccinating themselves.
Oh,
syringes everywhere.
Parm cheese syringe party. Come on, man.
He's selling art.
Oh, it's everything.
The vaccinated are freaking out. It's the unvaccinated spreaded corona. I mean, you know, it's not actually a vaccine. And even if you get the gene therapy, you also spread corona.
Yeah,
they don't care. They don't care. It's what Gina Carano warned about. They're dehumanizing a whole sector of people. Why won't you get the jabs like me? Because they don't work.
Yeah, you try to have a logical discussion with someone and it just falls apart really fast and they're just like, they just get angry. Like, why don't you just get it? It's like, well,
short circuit.
Yeah.
Well, where do you live, Jose?
From George Bernard.
I live in Florida, which is kind of a good point there. But I know a lot of people have feelings about like Vin Armani, but one thing he introduced into lexicon this like past year or so is the idea of like magic is what he called it. But he means it in like a sense of like, when you stop working along these lines of like the facts and logics and just like start learning how to play like propaganda mind hacks, essentially. So like whatever you got to fucking tell them to make them be like, oh, that sounds horrible. Like, oh, it's affecting all the blacks and the Jews and the fucking Mexicans or whatever the fuck you got to tell them. Whatever works to get them to buy into your narrative, that's all that fucking matters. Like we can throw graphs at them if it's someone that will work for. If it's not working, you're wasting your fucking time. So
yeah, you can't reason someone out of something they weren't reasoned into.
Yes.
Yeah. Which...
And the one way to get a liberal on your side is to say something's racist. What? Oh, something's racist? I get to condemn something? They say, yeah, look at all these black people who aren't vaccinated yet.
Oh, my. He's racist. Which kind of plays into the Afghanistan thing, too. Like I was saying, like, you know, play on that shit. Like, oh, look, they were a normal, Americanized, Western-like right. family, whatever. I know it sounds shitty because you're like, oh, this has been going on for forever, and these are people, regardless of what they fucking look like. But pull on those fucking heartstrings. That's what you got to do. And no, it's like,
you said know, we you kill brown here, people.
Yeah, exactly. We kill brown people. Like, you know, isn't yeah. that awful? You know, and I know for us it's the 100th time we've heard of someone dying, but it's hard not to be jaded, but be like, oh, that's awful.
You're right, Jose. Jack Hunter talks about that strategy. Our bigger picture, liberty-minded people, obviously we've been researching and knowing about this shit for years, but yeah, trying to bring people to see our point of view and to see not even just our point of view, the reality of it. Do it from an angle where you can grab them or captivate them. So yeah, if you got to attach identity, some kind of identity bullshit to it to show them the bigger picture, do it by all means.
You know, Ryan, so. I remember you were saying like a few months ago in the group chat that we should start saying it's the mark of the beast just because, you know, I mean, all four of us are atheists here. We don't believe in any of that stuff. But you were saying like it doesn't matter. Like, you know,
yeah,
you
the mark of the beast is the mark of man. But it was the buying and selling, right? Restriction of who could buy and sell. So a passport saying whether or not you can have your business perfect. Open is the mark of the beast.
Yeah.
The market buying and selling. Without it, you cannot buy and you cannot sell. I mean, that is prophesied in the books of Revelation. Why not?
Why not? Just use it. Yeah.
Dr. Fauci is a demon.
He's a loser. He's a total loser.
What would a demon do? Think about it. You're messing around with the code of life, you're altering DNA. That is something, if there was a demon, that's exactly what it would do. Like, let's mess with the genetic code, the code of life, you know, our creator gave us, or however you want to spin it. We're going to alter that, and we're going to have everybody jab. I mean, look at, if you want to get goofy, what did they replace the World Trade Centers with? It's essentially a giant syringe, if you look at it. The new Freedom Tower looks like a giant syringe. Were they foreshadowing? They just shove that in her face. As soon as that beacon to the demon and you know, the fucking fallen city in New York was complete, and they roll out the gene altering virus from a bat, and Satan's often portrayed with bat wings, right, and horns. It's as close to the biblical like imagery as real life could possibly be.
You're gonna be freaking out a lot of my religious followers now. They're gonna be like, "Oh my god."
I'm all for dehumanizing politicians too. So, yeah. You know, whatever, if you gotta call them demons, lizard people, whatever, as long as you're losing your myth of them being some great beings better than thou, I don't give a fuck what you call them.
He is like an antichrist because he's got the Guardian's sexiest man of the year, which is such a fucking
How about the live stream of all the cocks when Fauci comes and they all go, "Hi, Dr. Fauci."
Oh, I swear they you know? Think he walks on water.
They're like,
I
mean, all fist, like they're all Dr. fisting Fauci each other in that stream. Pillows,
Fauci pillows and stuff, and the Fauci ouchie. He'll get you, Jeff. I mean, folks, he's being treated like a Christ figure. He's right. The Antichrist.
Yeah.
This is Travis.
I mean, he actually fulfills Antichrist prophecies. Altering the code of life, like all the crap he's doing. If I was a religious person, I would be like, whoa, a lot of fucking light bulbs going off here with this Fauci.
To be fair, that whole book is pretty vague. You can connect dots wherever you want, but I mean, we'll play on that just because fuck politicians. So
yeah, it's not just that book though. I mean, it all lines up.
Yeah, Emmerich, but he's always thrown that out there. About
the Bible is I could make that line up for. Actually, no. I mean, this is pretty specific, though. Yeah, man, he's the Antichrist. I convinced myself.
Oh, look, folks, Alex Jones here. I'm promoting a big fight we got coming up next month on pay-per-view. Donald Trump's going to be calling the fight. We're going to have Fauci in one corner, Nicki Minaj in the other corner, folks, in the octagon. MMA, Dana White's in on this, folks. Breaking it here right now, live. It's going to be big. It's going to be incredible. Infowars.com for more details.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj is trying to defend a nutsack, the origin of life. The exact opposite.
Fauci is one of those DMT interdimensional elves coming to our dimension, you know?
There you go.
I'm trying to find a piece of data. You gotta get
Nicki Minaj on the Four Horsemen. That would be a trip
That would be life. That would be life.
I want her on Tower Gang is what I want.
That'd be amazing.
Try to get a line out to her people. I don't know how you track her down.
See, if I was still had a Twitter and YouTube and stuff, I could get her on. Like, I did have that kind of reach. They took it away. Aaron Gimezeus, wherever it says, hope your back's doing better, Rye. Thank you. So the big arena is working. It's nice.
That's good to know. It's comforting. Yeah.
You know, it sucks, too, because Mike Rivera was kicked off YouTube, and this guy had 3-hour videos 5 days a week and a very large audience, and they were just like, nah. And it's because of the COVID stuff, I'm pretty sure. Like, he's been based on all these issues, but this is the one that more people have been censored over this, and more like families torn apart over this than ever since like Trayvon Martin. Like, I've never seen a bigger wedge between A or B, vax or don't vax, or this or that. You see it, and you can tell their fear by their freak out. Like when ivermectin, which we've been using in Japan like almost the entire time, we have the lowest cases, death rates, all that in an industrialized world. We have ivermectin. But when, here comes base waifu. Awesome. Look at this. Springs it in on a plate.
Dude, he's got eats. Oh, God. Yeah. That's perfect live streaming food.
Yeah, got a little German pretzel.
Eating fucking corn on stream. Fucking corn. That's the hardest flex I can think of.
Dawson, don't give a – Honey Badger, don't give a fuck.
That's what Native Americans eat, man. We eat lots of corn.
Well, now we'll be able to get a word in here and there, too.
Yeah.
I mean, not even mute talking. Like a boss.
We took Ryan up with the corn, folks, and rattled off the coats.
But did you see the freak out about ivermectin? Rachel Maddow, who's a serial liar, like she's the Russiagate woman, all that.
If you look at her, which, you know, is kind of
weird. That's why she might know something about horses. But
she's an angry little boy, Rachel Maddow. Angry little boy.
You know, I thought she was a boy for a while. I just thought it was like a gay guy trying to look like a woman. I didn't know it was a soccer dyke is all
she
is.
That's what she looks like.
Yeah, exactly. It's more like a softball dyke, but yeah. So
something between.
Yeah, something like that. But she got up there and said it's horse medicine. And then the Rolling Stones did that thing saying, oh yeah, hospitals in Oklahoma can't treat gunshot wounds because all the people coming in overdosing and ivermectin. It's just a bullshit story. And it was one bullshit story after another. Oh, 70% of patients. Da, 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 da. Lie, 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 lie. They desperately got out there saying, don't take ivermectin. It's horse medicine. And you can't even correct people in this either on Facebook.
The FDA tweeted it out. Oh, you're not a horse. Don't take this. And it's like,
Holy shit.
You're the FDA. Real? How are you making such fallacious arguments? Like, my wife has worked in veterinary medicine for over a decade. Like, the Venn diagram of fucking animal medications and human medications are damn near a circle. Like, mm-hmm. Like, it's basically the same thing. There's a little bit of fringes on the edges here and there.
Don't take penicillin. Yeah. We give that to animals.
Exactly.
No. It's retarded. It really is. But the fact that this is when they overplay their hand, right? When they come out with such an obvious lie saying ivermectin's only for horses, we're just ignoring, you know, Japan. But what it really is it's not only a treatment, it's a treatment that we don't own because ivermectin is Japanese, it's from Japan. So that's who gets the money, not Pfizer, not Moderna. And that's the problem. You're going against the medical industrial complex. What? We can't force everybody to take our jab and make... Have you seen Moderna stock went from like $14 to $230? I mean, that's what this is about.
I mean, this seems only fair considering what we did a few decades ago. So, you know, let them have this one.
Right. Let them have one. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Did you see, Jose, I don't know if you saw anything or any of you guys, but there's something about Washington State building camps. Does this ring a bell to anybody? Anyone
talk quickly. Get the fuck out. That's all I have to say.
Yeah. Apologists are saying they're hotel sites for people because it was a job posting, right, Reed?
I think so, yeah.
Someone, I didn't know Washington State had so many Australians.
Yeah, right. God, they're losing the plot over there. Yeah, I looked at it. It looked like it was just a job listing for people to work at the quarantine sites that are hotels. Yeah. So, folks, I've been talking about it for years. It's finally happening, folks. Global tyranny, complete takeover. Jose, tell us about it.
I mean, I just think
the answer to 1984 is 1776.
Yeah, I mean, I think this just really shows that now is the time to, if you can, I know this isn't great advice for everyone, fucking move. Like, I know not everyone can, but if you're in a position you can, you need to fucking move to somewhere where there's more freedom. Like, essentially concentrate freedom in some place and let that place go to shit. I know everyone's like, well, I want to save this place. And you're like, well, you'll try and fuck yourself over. So I don't know what to tell you, you know? I mean, and obviously for the people staying by, I mean, there are things you can do to help, but I mean, at the end of the day, you know, you got to help yourself first. It's like in planes, you got to put the oxygen mask on yourself first or whatever the fuck, you know? So it is what it is.
New Hampshire is the only state to go against Biden, right? With the vaccine and the vaccine.
No, they're the only mandate. Yankee state.
Yeah, the only.
I think New Hampshire's showing strength. We're showing strength in that regard.
Yeah, dude, there's 27 governors that opposed it.
Are they chatting?
Almost a perfect overlap of Diagonalon, except New Hampshire. There's like one island surrounded by Yankees that's red. It's like, not us. And we're all the South and Midwest are looking up and going, oh, all right, we got one in the Northeast, New Hampshire.
Would you call New Hampshire Chad, Ryan?
For that? Yeah. I mean, you got a Chad governor at least. I mean, if Alabama did that or Florida did that, I would just go, well, of course. But when you see a Yankee do it, you're like, whoa, how bad is it that even the North is figuring this out? You know?
Yeah.
Because they're the most brainwashed people in the world.
Yeah, Florida, a lot of people got all butthurt about the, and I completely understand the criticism too about the $5,000 fine for businesses making them like disclose vaccination or whatever. And so it was going to be $5,000 fine for anywhere that does that. And when Biden did his shit, he came out and did a speech and was like, well, just so you guys know, this also applies to government agencies. So I don't know how they're going to go enforcing that. Because, like, for example, like military bases and stuff like that, how are you going to go about fucking suing the federal government or fining the federal government like that? But I'm all about it. So, I mean, yeah, it sucked that he targeted the private businesses to some extent. But, I mean, on the other hand, I'm kind of don't really give a shit if you're, you know, asking for vaccine disclosure. I mean, well, that sucks. Well, that was a dumb thing to do.
Daring him to do the same thing to government institutions, and then like a week later he makes that exact.
It was like days later. It was like a day or two later. Yeah. I fucking did it. I negged him. I mean, I got like 150 likes, but he totally saw it.
Oh yeah, yeah. The other white pill is in New York City. There's this guy who's going around handing out flyers to put on windows that say we do not, we don't segregate discriminate against race, gender, orientation, and then on the bottom it says or vaccination status, and they're just taking them like crazy. And then apparently the cops in New York City are like helping him. They're like,
that's the perfect way to word it.
Yeah,
like Jose was saying earlier, like you gotta just put race and gender crap on there, and then liberal, because that is a mind fuck to liberal. Like if you say racist, they're fucking brain turns off. It's like, I gotta do that. Whatever you want to get done, like when they wanted to get rid of voter ID, they just called it Jim Crow era restrictions on voting. It's not a restriction on voting to require an ID, obviously.
Yeah.
But they got people to go along with that by just yelling racism and waving their hands around.
Yeah. I mean, the black people are like the number one demographic resisting this anyway, aren't they right now?
I think it's PhDs and blacks.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, Matt Harrison pointed out from King Pill that everyone was checking out. He did this like the bell curve, but he did it for like vaccine distrust, and it like kind of perfectly matched up with IQ, which I mean, I know we can go on a whole other tangent, which we won't, for like bell curve.
So if you're a black PhD, you're not vaxxed.
Yes, pretty much that's how it worked. Like, the higher your IQ you had, the less likely you have it. And then like there's that like midwit thing where like the people in the middle, and the dumber you are, the less likely you get it as well. So, I mean, the retards and the smart people come together and we can win.
That's liberty unity right there. The retards and the geniuses coming
bottom together. Tard liberty. It's incredible.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's been uncomfortable.
Well, that's because IQ is mostly measuring how well you fit into the normies. right? So, because like IQ tests, really all they measure is the extreme ends, which you don't really need a test for. You know who's a fucking idiot and who's really smart already, right? Well, men, basically. Like, the smartest and dumbest people you'll meet are going to be guys. And the curve shows that most of the women are in the middle. And you've got your Kaczynski's out there at 160, and then you got your, you know, like your there's too many people to name for the other side.
To be fair,
people, women are midwits.
It depends how swollen your balls are, okay? To be fair. My little baby ivermectins. Dude, Rogan, though, so inspiring seeing Rogan just put all the cucks in their place. That was a big white pill read. The Rogan. Yeah. The week that he had, I'm here for that.
Yeah.
He's such a great. Go ahead.
Should we be calling those rainbow frogs instead of white pills around you, Ryan? Or do you just use white pill now? Too?
Rogan Rodeo.
Nah, rainbow frogs got to be like a giant white pill, like some neocon died or something.
Yeah, like Larry Silverstein falling out of a window from 100 stories is a rainbow frog.
Oh, that would be. If it was 109 stories.
Wait, Jose, what'd you say? You say Lindsey Graham, Jose? You talk about me over there, boy? I'll come down to Florida. I'll find you.
Talk about Silverstein?
I'm gonna find you. I'm gonna find you, Jose. Just like them boys in the aircraft carriers in the Gulf. They all need sunscreens applied to the bottoms. I'm gonna do it.
If he ever came out of the closet, I think the big response to him would be like, "We knew, Lindsey. We know."
Yeah, well, at John McCain's funeral, they gave the folded flag to him instead of Cindy McCain, you know? I should have seen it. It was just so beautiful. They gave the flag to McCain's true widow, Lindsey Graham, and it was very beautiful and very poignant.
Well, they didn't want it. You know, she would have eaten it, probably.
Yeah. Fucking.
He made a career off his death. My father.
She would have eaten. Well, no. Fucking Meghan McCain would have eaten it.
Yeah.
Oh, I think he was thinking of Meghan. I was saying Cindy the wife.
More than Jesus.
Oh, she would have eaten it, for Christ's sake. I like guns and I put them in my pussy.
This flag is from my father.
And you got Meghan McCain down there putting ranch dressing on the flag, eating it like you wouldn't believe. It was almost as disgusting as John Kasich eating pizza. I've never seen anybody eat pizza like that before.
You know, it's funny is Trump did a commercial where he ate a pizza backwards.
You're only entitled to half, Ryan. That was the tagline. He was in it with Ivana, I think, and like she was trying to take another piece. She's like, "You're only entitled to half."
Oh.
He's a cultural weather vane.
Making fun of his own divorce.
And so goes the nation what the king does. She would have fucking. I think that's the line of the night so far. She would have eaten the flag, Reed.
You know that line in Back to the Future.
You're gonna weaponize that against her.
Who's the president? Ronald Reagan. The actor. Can you imagine if he had not been 1985? If they'd gone to 2000s, and he said, "Who's the president? Donald Trump."
Donald Trump.
That's Biff. What are you talking about? Biff,
basically, same thing. Like the real estate mogul.
Two McFlys with the same gun. I met Biff. He's great.
You met Biff?
Yeah, I met him in real life. He's funny. That's what I said to him. I went up to him. I went, "Two McFlys with the same gun." Like, yeah, he's heard that one before.
I'm sure.
I imagine.
That the actor that played the Neil before Zog, or excuse me, Neil before Zod from Superman. Anytime anyone sees him in the UK, they're like, "Neil before Zod." You know, he hears it every day of his life. One of the greatest lines ever, "Neil before Zod, General Zod."
I mean, Biff's best lines, "Make like a tree and leave," in my opinion, in that whole thing. But, yeah.
"Make like a tree and get the hell out of here." It's "make like a tree and leave, butthead. You sound so stupid when you say that."
Just like, "make like a tree and get out of here.
I'm going to marry you, Lorraine." You know,
his best line is when I didn't catch it when I was a little kid. I caught it when I was older, but these guys are smoking weed out back, and Biff comes up to the car. It's like the band that's playing with Marty, and it's a group of guys smoking weed. He's like, "Oh, I want nothing to do with you Reefer Madness, whatever, it just goes along.
Oh, yeah.
That's who Kurt Angle, when he was becoming a heel in wrestling, he modeled himself after Biff. He wanted to be like a 1950s bully. Because he's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, he's still, he's mean, but a nerd at the same time. He's so out of touch. And that's what he did. He modeled it after Biff. Biff with an Olympic-grade wrestling pedigree. Hmm. Right, you watch it, and you kind of like Biff when you're older. He's such a dick.
It's like Steve Bannon. I just watched American Dharma, the documentary about Steve Bannon. If you guys haven't seen that, you owe it to yourself to watch that. That guy is a fucking ghoul's ghoul, man. He's just unabashed about what they did to get the king elected in 2016. And the
Bannon parts where they talking to Epstein.
Yes. Mike just told me that Bannon has hours and hours of interview footage with Jeffrey Epstein that's unreleased.
Whoa.
Because he was trying to basically get him back in. I think really what that was is that was Bannon doing damage control to whatever they have on Trump to not allow that out. Or bury that. I mean, what do you think about that, Ryan? I mean, why would Bannon be hanging out with Epstein?
You know why.
Sweet kids.
Yeah. Are you saying he's trying to portray his image like, okay, you don't look like a creep. So here's how we're going to package this. And this is what these spinsters do. But you're thinking, why do you care about it? Like, you know the guy raped kids. And you're sitting here saying, no, we're going to spin this, right? Why would you do that? Why? Especially when you know, like, a long list of leftists, including Bill Clinton, are on that Epstein map, right? And here you come to the rescue to this guy?
Right.
Are you compromised or something? What's going on there? Because Trump would just not have him arrested in the first place. You could have just ignored the whole case. So there's something in between. And they got to protect it. And I think a lot of it is because it's Ehud Barak and Omar and Netanyahu. I mean, that's not Netanyahu, excuse me. But, you know, you've got that. It's left-wing Zionist versus right-wing Zionist on that map.
Competing cartels.
Mm-hmm. But you need to get him out because with him, if he had lived, and, you know, this is before Maxwell had been arrested, this whole thing is going to go back to the Israeli state. There's no way out of it. Prince Andrew was served. And he's in total denial. He's like, this will all blow over. No, it's not, dude. Somebody last night on Telegram was saying they suffer from, this is an actual term. You know, he called it affluenzism. They're suffering from the affluenza. That's what it was. Affluenza. So affluent in such a bubble, surrounded by yes men all the time, that the reality of this crime, because there's photographic evidence of him and Virginia Giuffre, and it does not and will not sink in, because his whole life he's been protected no matter what he did. But whatever, I'm a prince, I'm a royal. You can't put me in jail. Well, you can. And they will. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're not going to go after the billionaires, the real royals, right? Wexler's not going to jail. Glenn Dubin's not going anywhere. Leon Black's not going anywhere. Although they wouldn't go after the Bronfmans. Their daughters are in jail.
The affluenza argument, to be fair, is there is some truth to it, but it's also like, I don't give a fuck. It's the same argument that people make for pedophiles of like, oh, well, it's in their nature. You know, this is what that, you know, comes. It's like, okay, well, like if I had a herd of sheep and there's a wolf hanging around, I'm going to shoot the motherfucker. I don't really care if it's in his nature. And that's a bummer, but you know, you're a fucking problem. So
it's in your nature to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Still go to jail for murder.
Yeah.
No. It's in their nature. They can't help it. They're just in love with children. Well, if the children don't love them back and didn't consent, that's called rape.
Prince Andrew can't help it. I don't sweat. I don't sweat. Okay. I had to go cut things off with Jeffrey. I had to travel to New York and rape a few more children and then say, we're done. It's basically what he did.
That was my joke on Atwood after Peter Nygaard got arrested. I'm like, did Prince Andrew fly to Canada just to tell him we can't be friends anymore? That right. interview was the biggest train wreck. And the best part is he is oblivious to how retarded he sounds.
He doesn't even know how cringe it is.
As it were. That is affluenza. He's the wolf chasing baby sheep.
Completely out of touch. I have the condition where I don't sweat.
From the Falkland War.
The Falkland War, right?
What a war.
Those fucking clowns. He should be sweating now.
The Battle of the Falklands. Okay. I'm a veteran of Grenada. What that consists of, which is the most one-sided beatdown. I haven't seen a beating like that since Rodney King. Too dark.
So overall, Jose, down in Florida, are people, is it as base as we hear? I mean, what is there middle ground? What is it overall?
It's pretty good overall. I mean, it's – oh, hey, what's up? Hey, holler. I'm just kidding. I'm married. I got my own fuck trophies here too, so I can't be cohorting with the females. But it's pretty dope here in Florida. But, I mean, it's not as good as some people make it out to be. I mean, obviously, there are places that, like, I don't know, like government buildings or whatever the fuck that, like, some counties have flouted DeSantis and are like, requiring masks and shit. So – I mean, we'll see how he pushes back and how that goes. But for the most part, I mean, it's pretty chill. So it's kind of hard sometimes to sympathize with people bitching about other places. And this isn't to be condescending. I didn't, like, move to Florida because of all this shit. Like, I was already here. It wasn't, like, some, like, great genesis of mine that I was like, I must
I was here before it was cool.
Yeah.
I was here before it was cool.
Yeah. So I just got lucky, just a victim of circumstance in that regard. So I can't be too shitty to people that are, like, stuck in the cities or whatever because I get it. You know, it sucks. You know, it is what it is, but, you know, you deal with the circumstances you're in. And, Florida definitely seems to be where it's at. New Hampshire, a few other places, too. So
Japan.
Utah is not bad. They're just banning pornography here. So, you know, if that's an issue for whoever was here, they got to deal with it. But, it's funny because the ideological battle certainly seems to be between, like, DeSantis and Biden. But a lot of people seem to think that means that Florida is like the only free state there where, like we were saying earlier, there's what, 27? Is it 27 now that have like defied Biden? And I mean, Arizona and New Mexico aren't bad unless you're in the reservations. By the way, Ryan, like I think I've probably said this in the past, but I understand why natives are like weird about diseases given to them by white people, but still they're like massively cucked on the reservations in Arizona.
Well, let me tell you, relay a story what happened with the Blackfoot in Montana. There's a Native American nurse and she was asking them for COVID supplies, essentially begging for it. Do you know what they sent her?
What?
Body bags.
Oh my God.
Do you know what she did in return? She made a traditional rain dress by cutting up the body bags and toe tags and was wearing body bags and toe tags out of it. And this is the kind of story, like what kind of asshole decides this will be funny? Let's send the Native Americans body bags because they're asking for COVID relief.
Jesus. Yeah. That's
and they sent them a bunch of body bags. Now, where's the left on that? That's racist as fuck. Like, oh, shit. Right. That was not a story. It was in, I think Vanity Fair or somebody. That was like the biggest thing to cover it. But it wasn't in the newspapers or TV or whatever.
Oh, I think you did say this on one. I think you did say
the reason is because natives are not a voting bloc. If they were a voting bloc for Democrats, then they'd care. But that just shows you there's no principle there. They don't really care about racism either. It's just manipulating people for votes.
We've got a $50 super chat from Mario Davila asking, how often does Ryan live stream? I don't know how to get alerted.
Every day. you're going to have to add Raina Kawa on YouTube. Maybe we can link it later.
Yeah.
R-E-N-A space K-A-W-A, Rena Kawa. I'm using my babysitter's YouTube. I can't use my name or I'll get banned within the day. So it sucks. Falling from 81,000 to 6,000. But yeah, I stream every day around this time. And then I do another stream on Telegram. Telegram just started streaming like a month ago. So we do
that. Are you under an alias there or are you yourself there?
I don't remember if it's me or ANC Report.
Oh, okay.
I think it's ANC Report, whatever. But yeah, you can find me on Telegram pretty easy. But Raina Cowell on YouTube. I got an Odyssey and a BitChute and stuff. BitChute's unsearchable, though. Like, you can't find that unless someone gives you the link because their search apparatus sucks. But yeah, I've got a Substack also, and there's an audio podcast on there. But yeah, I get it. I mean, when someone's not on Facebook or YouTube or Twitter, they're invisible. And I'm not allowed on any of those things. Like, you're finding me because I'm on Reed's show, because Reed's show is on YouTube. Mm. Right. Even though I have 18,000 followers on BitChute, that was all acquired while I had a YouTube.
Right.
Right. And once that is dead, that's dead. That's it. I think it's gone up maybe 700 people since being banned. You know, it's a zero basically. But we build it up, you know, and, you know, I'm going to put this horseman on whatreallyhappened.com. It's, you know, Rivero too, the guy that was supposed to be on, maybe we didn't communicate right or whatever, but he's why I was able to build an audience. Like, my 9/11 work, I think he's the one guy, like, in that sphere, that GCNRBN networks or whatever, that would link to it, that was not an egomaniac, that saw something there. Oh, this kid knows what he's talking about. It would link to my forum and stuff. And without him, without that beginning, without him specifically, nobody would ever have found me.
Right.
And it just wouldn't have been worth to continue even writing and talking about it, because just yelling at the wall. And we're getting back to that dark place because he's banned too. And if you go on YouTube today, there's nothing to listen to. It's all crap. Like Tucker Carlson and Megyn Kelly are the most that's allowed to dissent. All the real dissidents are gone. Gone or have super small channels. And as soon as they get on the radar, they're going to be gone. So it's, you know, until we change this, until we get media and really support free speech, we're pretty fucked. I mean, the reason they could spread rumors about horse medicine and stuff is because we don't have media.
Oh, that was, man, I've totally spaced it, but I was going to have all of us get a thing of ivermectin for this four horsemen, because it's the four horsemen, you know, it would have been
perfect. There you go.
We'll have to do it next time.
Always we're all on ivermectin drip bags. I mean, I got one next to my bed. You know, I just plug in every night and then I get superpowers.
Unfortunately, we like to act like the market's great, and it is, but it takes a while for it to react. And obviously, we're going to have people like you, Ryan. They're going to be in the leading forefront of getting fucked. But then you have people like me who just started in the past year. And like, pretty much most every podcaster I know that's started lately has backed their shit up. So like, I know it sounds like redundant, mm-hmm. but like, I'm on Odyssey. I only have like 50 followers in there, but it's like, you know what? I'm kind of setting the path, and the people after me, they'll like, and it kind of builds it up that way. So, I mean, it obviously takes a while. I mean,
because of the market that you can back stuff up. When I got banned in 2005, there was no Odyssey or any of that. I got banned in 2008. There was no BitChute or any of this stuff. When I got banned in 2018, the only other alternative was BitChute, and didn't really work right. And da 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 da. And I have like 2,000 videos on BitChute and on Odyssey. That Odyssey will go back and grab your stuff retrograde. And I think there's like 3,000 some videos on altcensored.com. But a lot of things I did, just years worth of my work, are gone forever. And all my films were banned. And now, you know, we back up. We were backing it up. But even still, like, if your show gets fucked, people just don't. I said every day, add the BitChute, add this. They just didn't. You know, people are addicted to YouTube. They come on, they look for stuff, and they realize, man, where is everybody? Sean Atwood got banned, brought back again, and they're going to ban him again. That's a 700,000 person audience, maybe 800,000 by now. And he has to self-censor. And, you know, it's like when the most conservative, like, large channel left is somebody like Tim Pool, who is not a conservative. He's liberal. And that's because he personally knows Jack Dorsey and stuff. So he can physically complain about it if he gets censored and or demonetized. I'm like, wow, you're a fucking millionaire off this and you're whining about ads on your YouTube. You got all these people who are their families themselves are completely financially ruined where they've been totally censored, kicked off, not just demonetized, like all their videos erased, thrown off the platform. And you say nothing. You say nothing because they didn't, you know, they're looking out for themselves. But you're a pussy. All these people that got banned, and it was when last, like 2020, I watched it happen because I had been banned and back again for the sixth time, and I just saw it one after another. Oh, you're anti-Israel? You're gone. You're anti-COVID? You're gone. Just any little deviation. Are you talking about voter fraud? You're gone. Every major channel, people have put 10, 13 something years in building a channel up. And they just lost every video they've ever done and lost their audience. And there's no way to get it back. I mean, even if you had an alternative channel, it's going to be a fraction of what you had on YouTube. That's just the way it is. And then, oh, you can go at Team YouTube and complain on Twitter. Not if you're banned on Twitter.
Right.
And what Facebook started doing is it's saying, hey, send us a picture of your ID to prove who you are. And then they would come out with some 30-day ban for whatever and say, oh, if you don't respond to this 30-day ban and remove this post, we'll delete your account. Well, you can't respond to the post because until they verify your ID, you can't sign in and do anything.
Yeah.
And then they said, oh, because of Corona, we're not able to verify your ID in an expedient way. So they made sure the ID verification was longer than the time you had to respond to whatever they were banning, and then they just delete your whole channel. They did that to Gordon Ryan, the jiu-jitsu guy. They did it to me. I was perpetually 30-day banned. I would just go, yeah, whatever. But I liked having that Facebook on there just from all the shit I'd already posted because at least people could go look at that.
I remember the first Four Horsemen we did with Mike. Mike and Eric didn't have Skype, so I just said, hey, Ryan, can we just, this is when your Facebook still existed, and I said, hey, do you mind if I just start a Facebook group chat? And you're like, sure. So I get all four of us in there, and we talk for like 10 minutes, and then suddenly Ryan's not talking anymore, and he's not replying. It's like, huh, okay, whatever. And so then I messaged you on Skype, and you're like, yeah, I got banned. Like, he got banned in like the 15 minutes we were having a conversation.
Yeah, because I signed in. Anytime I signed in to Facebook, I'd get a 30-day ban.
Yeah.
And I didn't even make any posts.
Facebook sucks, though. They're like, I mean, Twitter's bad, but it's not nearly as bad as Facebook. Facebook, you can't get away with anything anymore. Like, I might get rid of it just as a sign of solidarity. You should. What about you?
Join VK.
My Facebook, no, I didn't get my original account is gone forever. Oh, so wow. I've created a based, I'm not going to reveal the name, but there's a under the radar account that I have. And
wait, so is that all for that Hillary Clinton meme or for the suit?
Yep.
They banned you forever for that.
Yep. Hillary Clinton, man. Oh, shit. Just feeling the fucking,
so I had like the fallout and they just gave me a warning. I just can't live stream, but I just want to get rid of it. Like, why? I mean,
yeah. So I lost my page that I had since 2005 when I was a freshman in college. And I also lost my Jackman Radio page on Facebook that I had been building up and getting more and more likes that, you know, we've been doing this show and I've been more active. So that's gone too. So yeah, we have to.
That's the public square, but everybody holding their breath for Section 230 or antitrust laws, like the government. Like, if your solution is if the government would, you're wrong. It's been market solutions that might not be the solutions you want, but it's the only ones that actually exist. VK, the Russian Facebook, Telegram, which is replacing Twitter, but there just isn't really a good alternative to YouTube that can live stream and all that, because Odyssey just isn't there yet. And BitChute doesn't live stream.
What about Rumble?
It will. But that's
Facebook for me too. I got this name you see before you was born out of losing an account. Well, I didn't lose it. I got so many 30 days and I knew the next one was going to be lose it. And I was like, fuck it. It'd be nice to have one that my family's on anyways so I can like rage out and shit. And so it, surprise, surprise, I'm not Hispanic. But even then I got to the point where that second account where it got hit so many times. Now I just use it for promotions. That's it. I don't touch Facebook. I go in there and comment on some shit and I'll get hit for something. Like, it's, I don't know, the algorithm's so touchy now that I've gotten banned so many fucking times that they're just like one little thing. They're like, boom, gotcha, bitch. So, I don't know. It's only for promotions. That's it. Facebook's
you don't self identify as Hispanic?
I'll identify. I don't care. Whatever gets me the most points.
Yeah.
You sort of got like a little.
We got a real pragmatist right here.
Yeah. Victim Olympic Solutions should be the name of your company.
I have always wondered how many times I get people let shit let me slide online because they just assume I'm Hispanic when I say some outrageous shit. But yeah, I don't know. I don't give a fuck either way. Think I'm Hispanic if it works out for you. I don't give a shit.
Hey, Eric, since we're close, since we just passed the 20th anniversary of 9/11, I was wondering what Jesse Ventura had to say about the planes hitting the towers and them coming down and everything. Like, did he really think it looked normal, or was there something weird going on there?
Well, I've kind of done a bit of a 180 on some of that, Reed. It's funny you mention it. I think some of those planes were loaded up with ivermectin when they hit the buildings. I have reason to believe because of the way that the flashes were coming out of the buildings, you could hear the sound of a horse galloping. And to me, that could only mean one thing, Reed, that United 175 was loaded with ivermectin before it hit the building. But no, I will continue to maintain that the buildings blew into powder, and I'm starting to wonder if a skyline even existed that day. It was too clear of a day. It was too clear of a day. I don't think there was even a skyline in New York that day.
He would be an interesting guest on here because I'm not sure how well it would go. Like, we're fans of him, but then at the same time, the COVID stuff and the 9/11 stuff, there'd be some friction for sure.
I don't think I can stop talking about wrestling.
He's good. Well, when I interviewed him, I didn't even talk about wrestling. I wish I knew more about wrestling at that time, but I think Jesse would be a great guest. I mean, he's gotten better with 9/11, but there's still a lot, obviously, he doesn't know about it because he's listened to some pretty bad people, as Ryan will always remind us about. Are they the
COVID thing with him, though, that drives me nuts.
Oh, God, yeah. He's cucked about the flu world order. He's really cucked about that, which is a pretty big disappointment. But I'm telling you right now, ivermectin stocks spiked 198% before the attacks. Somebody knew they were going to happen, and they were going to use ivermectin in the buildings.
The facial movements really put it over the top. You get me giggling.
The cross-eyed, that really
like that whole time.
You start out somewhat serious, and then you go full ivermectin, thermite, ivermectin, nano, ivermectin, thermite.
It was nano ivermectin.
I like the subtle details you put on your craft, Eric.
Thank you. Yeah, well, you know, it's the impersonations of something I've always used to deal with planet Earth and certain people and most people. You're gonna come.
And you
up
know
with
who's not?
Y'all following the Kyle Rittenhouse trial?
No.
No.
I'm excited to hear your take, though.
Ryan adopted Kyle, guys. Breaking news. he loves Rittenhouse, Reed. He loves him.
I know. He's his adopted son, like you said.
I feel like we're about to get the infamous Jose giggle.
Ryan, what was the last thing he did? What did he die doing, Ryan?
You mean Joseph Rosenbaum died doing what he loved, Jason Miner.
What happened to the other guy when he tried to take his gun away?
Skater die or the last one? The last guy pointing a gun at him. We call him a true lefty now because he doesn't have a right hand. But George Carlin would have been proud because he got disarmed.
Yeah. I know these jokes. I'm still laughing.
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't trying to be funny on that rant. I was just, you know, being my normal asshole
sometimes
self.
Sometimes sincerity adds to the humor. Like, it was just perfect.
I fucking hate communists. Like, everyone, you know. I will rewatch that Rittenhouse footage with popcorn. It is just like, because it's real life. He took him out. He took out a serial child rapist, Ginger, I mean, Antifa communists. I'm like, all the check boxes of evil, right?
So many birds with one stone, and Dawson couldn't be prouder of his.
It is pretty hard to not watch and go, that's fucking awesome.
He shot him in the nuts, too.
His trigger finger, too, and his form was like Quantico wishes.
Dude, he was cool as a cucumber. Like, he's getting beaten with his skateboard. He just turns his skater die and pow in his stomach. And then shoots that other guy in his skinny little arm that's holding the gun. Didn't even, he's just like, you know.
It's like action movie shit. It's hard not to respect it. Like, even if it's like your side, you're like,
he's sitting down.
Like,
they ought to put him in the next Expendables movie. Kyle Rittenhouse, Expendables, Hunter Commies.
Maybe he pretended to trip just so they'd come at him so he could get some more of them.
Dude, I want a Kyle Rittenhouse action movie now.
Starring Jesse Ventura.
Then he like calls to get the guy help. That
starring
he
Kevin Spacey as Skater Die.
Oh my god!
And he just calmly, you know, just he you know what he should have done when he was walking to the police? He should have done one of these da 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 da, like haters gonna hate. That's what he should do when he walks out of the courtroom when he gets acquitted. Just do that Conor McGregor dance. Just like,
you know how much pussy that guy's gonna get just for being Kyle Rittenhouse? It's just epic.
We like named a drink after him in Japan.
Yeah,
he's using Rittenhouse whiskey too. Rittenhouse rum, excuse me. Yeah, the Rittenhouse.
It's fucking amazing,
dude. It's like it's a storybook script, but it actually happened.
I think Ryan Rittenhouse has a better ring to it than Ryan
Rittenhouse.
He adopted him, Reed. He adopted him. They're just working on the paperwork. They're translating it into Japanese right now. So it goes through. And he's giving him a new middle name. His new middle name is Kyle Kaczynski Rittenhouse Dawson. It's his adopted name.
I love this one. Tread on them.
Yeah, he's gonna have to get used to shotguns if he goes to Japan, though. That's all you guys are allowed to have, right?
I love it that now there's probably gonna be a Ryan Rittenhouse Twitter account tomorrow.
Yeah, someone's gonna make that.
Hashtag skater die. We're gonna have a New Hampshire state motto: skate free or die.
So for Ryan those that don't know, skater dies from the old Pal Peralta Bones Brigade type of thing where they spray painted it on the empty pools people used to skate in the 80s.
What are you going
to
say, Reed?
Skater die, bro.
I was going to say his middle name is Kaczynski, like you said, Ryan Kaczynski Rittenhouse.
Hyphenated Dawson.
Gotta read the manifesto.
Well, I mean, you adopted an Afghan.
Can you imagine Kyle Rittenhouse reading the manifesto on a microphone? Just busted it out, starts reading the manifesto. I think hearts would vibrate from the baseness.
But yeah, Reed, you recently adopted. You That's adopted true, an Afghan, yeah. Right? Like a little
Afghan. Yeah.
Oh, he's so cute. Yeah, shout out to Top Lobster. He's adorable.
Dude, I got messages from people who thought I was serious. Like, hey, how'd you do that? I was just like, oh my god, fuck. Like, this is a joke.
People think you're serious?
Yeah, I know.
There are way too many people online take shit seriously. Like, I put out a tweet today that was like, Hitler was more libertarian than Jesus, but it was like playing off of someone else who made a stupid take. It was like kind of like people in the know would see it. And I literally got replies. They're like, what? Jesus upheld the non-aggression principle. I don't know what you're talking about. And like, yeah, I totally did not mean that in jest. I was being dead serious.
I said Jesus burned a lot more people and he did it while they were still conscious instead of after they died. Like, so, you know, maybe Hitler is more libertarian than Jesus, just saying.
I mean, isn't hell the ultimate oven?
Yeah.
I mean, Reed did make a good point. I was totally joking, but then Reed brought it full circle and was like, well, now it kind of checks out.
I mean, God's going to burn all those non-Christians anyway, so wasn't Hitler just acting as God's messenger?
Yeah, right? I mean, Jesus is going to burn all the non-Christians, so, you know, like, that's way more than...
But, well, I'll tell you what, Reed, none of it burns as hot as ivermectin and jet fuel. Bet you didn't think about that one.
Oh, man.
I love the people that are the jet fuel doesn't burn things.
We live for all of it.
Yeah. You know? Oh, man. Yeah. I wasn't expecting to go down the Jesus Hitler road on this episode.
We're there.
Oh man.
There's gonna be someone offended by this. They're like, dude, this was all jokes. I don't know what the fuck you're butthurt about.
Well, Ryan
ate off Kaczynski.
Ryan had a great idea, like put all the Four Horsemen videos on comedy instead of whatever the default setting is.
Yeah, and don't put politics.
Yeah, yeah, harder to get them removed is a great idea.
Pure comedy.
Every single one is monetized somehow.
Like, I don't know how. Dude, Power Gang is monetized. I don't understand how.
Yeah.
Tower Gang. Go on Tower Gang sometime.
Yeah.
Weren't we just on there?
No, yeah, no,
I was on
there. You were just on there, but
yeah, I've never been on Tower Gang, but if I can talk about my ivermectin theory, I'll gladly go on Tower Gang. Gladly.
We've definitely talked about it. So we're just trying to figure this. They're getting so many inundated with so many guests right now. So it's retarded because it just blew up out of nowhere. Like, we're just a group of dudes being idiots, making dumb dick jokes and kind of connecting them to theory. And people loved it. And we were just like, we did not expect this, but okay, now people like it, whatever. And so, yeah, they're dealing with that. So
that's what we all do.
Yeah.
Well, the biggest dick joke.
Only double guest, isn't the only one we've had twice?
Maybe I don't know. Like, I mean, initially you and Clint were kind of just guests only, and then you guys came on so much you were part of the crew because you were like there before we were like anyone even knew who the fuck we were. We had like 40 subs, and you're like, yeah, I'll come on your stream. Like, fuck it.
Yeah.
So yeah,
I don't know if this will show up on the green screen, but the Tower Gang shirt, there it is. So
I want to see somebody in the Taliban wearing that
Tower Gang.
That's a goal. Squad goals.
Dude, we wanted to get Malang, but I mean, we all know he's probably a Fed, but whatever.
He's not going to come on.
I know. That would have been amazing, though. Like, whether he was a Fed or not, either way, it would have been delightful.
I think my bell was a bigger hit than myself. They called it, what they call it, the Zog whistle.
Yeah, that's what they said on it. Oh, my God.
Sometimes the people commenting and get the best zingers in there.
Yeah, these commenters are pretty fire. I will say Tower Gangs are better, but it's obviously a comedy one. But for like this being like sort of comedy, a little more serious usually, some of the comments are golden here.
Today was ad lib because we're all expecting Rivero to carry the water. Like, I had to let him talk the whole time. But.
By the way, like pointing to how like he's been censored, or whatever, it was really hard to find anything out about him because I didn't know anything about him before you told me about him. So like if last week I started looking around for him and like I didn't even know what he looked like or anything. So it was like really tough. And then I found his website. And
he worked for NASA.
I saw that. He has like a small YouTube channel, but the last upload was from like 6 years ago or something. And but yeah, I was kind of all geared toward like talking to him tonight. So my brain's kind of like side, you know, I think we're all kind of just ad-libbing.
Yeah,
like
this guy does 3-hour shows 5 days a week. So I was like, oh, I don't have to do anything tomorrow. I can just let Rivero do it all. We have a couple from the Bigot Arena. Cheers to you, gentlemen. Love hearing the truth spoken in communal settings, the Agnalon. And another one says Epstein used to date Hillary, but she left him hanging.
Ryan, what is it?
Joe Biden is basically like Hillary got elected, but with a smaller dick.
Oh. Come on, man! How'd you know? She got it's not a dick; it's an enlarged clitoris, man. Come on.
I mean, same thing, basically.
Yeah,
well, it's like that. It's like that.
A dick's just a big clit. So
it's like that wrestler China with the big old clit down there. Come on,
she used to live here.
Come on, China.
Yeah.
I happened upon one of her porns earlier, man. And
okay.
I watched it. I did. I'm just gonna throw it out there.
All right.
Don't move to Utah because you can't watch it.
One Night in China.
I think she played She-Hulk.
Wait, like,
porn with China. You're gonna be She-Hulk.
Wait, Reed, what is this nonsense? She can't watch porn in Utah?
No, they're trying to crack down on it, I guess. They're trying to like regulated and you have to like prove your age or something.
We got a real porn problem here in Ohio.
God damn it.
They cracked down on porn in Japan and you ended up with tentacle porn.
Yeah, I mean, fucking.
Y'all know the origins of that stuff?
All that weird shit. I've heard you talk about it before, Ryan. It's
So this is incredible. Is a great lesson in like. Regulation. Just yeah, and censorship. Same way as, and whacking prohibition of alcohol, right?
Right.
They prohibit cocks and vajayjay in well, you can say it. You can't show pussy or a dick.
So they don't have in any genitals. Medium.
So what they started doing is they said, "Well, it's not a dick; it's a tentacle. It's not a dick; it's a robot. It's not a dick; it's a." There was some workaround so that they could still draw what is definitely a penis going in, and then they're like, if she doesn't have pubic hair, because they have communal bathing and stuff here and stuff, so like when's the cutoff, like when she starts growing hair on her pussy. So they just had them all bald. So like, well, we can show this nudity even though she's got, you know, it was a total loophole, but that's how the anime with the tentacle porn and all that started. But it wasn't actually a lot of Japanese consumers looking at that. It was Europeans, especially Germans. They were like so into this niche of Japanese
the plant Germans
rape, plant rape or whatever. Yeah, they're into that. Plant, in Finland too. Rape. Yeah, good plant rape.
God. I had a cousin who got caught jerking it to hentai. It was a funny story. It's not, not his proudest moment.
Well, yeah, hentai means strange, but it's like give me strange. Because anything in ends in tai means like like an order. We don't have this in English, but like, oh yeah, we do. We're certain words. So if
to my the tie. Word,
like if you say see, like, but if you say look, it's kind of a command. Right. Like you're not just saying I see, you're saying look. So all their verbs have a verb like that, where it's not just saying the thing is happening, but you're like asking someone to do it. And the ending for that is tie. So it's like, give me strange. Do strange.
Reed, you mentioned Utah. We have these really cute, like, little Mormon guys. They're adorable. They can't be old, like any older than 20. Mm-hmm. And they're just so wet behind the ears. And they're out here walking around here in Peterborough. Mm-hmm. And they got Mike and I outside. We were walking downtown to go eat dinner.
And you put them to work because that's how you get rid of them. You say, "Hey, I need my wood stacked right now," and they'll go.
I kill them with kindness now, man. But now I'm running into them every week at Dunkin' Donuts here when I go grab a coffee in the morning. So I finally wheeled out my Trump form to, like, you know, I'm friendly with them. I'll be buddies with them. And I was like, "Look, Utah, I couldn't have done it without Utah. No one's done more for the Mormons than Trump, okay? And I've had multiple wives many times in my life, so I know about the Mormons, believe me, okay? And it's one thing I have in common with Mitt Romney, three wives, just not at the same time, not at the same time." But, like, they looked at each other like they wanted to laugh, but they felt guilty about laughing, and then eventually I got them to laugh. But
did you bust out your Bible, Industrial Society and Its Future?
My Bible is the Art of the Deal, and now soon the Art of the Comeback, which is going to be the official Bible for the 2024 campaign. But yeah, we have fun.
All you guys really should look up Donald Trump's speech at Liberty University. I don't know how I remember this, but I remember like on the campaign trail seeing this, and it was fucking hilarious. Him trying to like grasp at straws to talk
it's to some
crowd about the Bible. He's like, it's one of the best books, you know, second to Art of the Deal. Or it's just like so hacky. It's funny, especially if you have any biblical knowledge at all. You're like, what?
2 Corinthians.
What's your favorite passage? I kind of like them all.
I like the one where you make a lot of money and you bang your daughter. I think that's a great passage. Okay. That's my favorite passage, and Jerry Falwell likes it too.
That would be the story of Lot. He banged both his daughters.
So. Oh shit! Really? See, I don't know anything about the Bible.
And then make him impregnate them. So, yeah.
Well, Lot, that's my favorite one. I like it a lot. Okay. I like it a lot.
He would really like that one because his wife gets turned into a pillar of salt. You know, that would be something Trump.
And then I could take her and put her on my Big Mac. Okay, Slovenian salt all over my Big Mac. And then we can get Bannon to snort some of it. Okay, it'd be unbelievable.
In Atlantic City.
Yeah, we need him in 24, Reed. We need God King.
Jose, you know biblical stuff pretty well, right? Like, or compared to the average person, or
compared to the average person. I mean, I wouldn't say like well compared to like someone who takes pride in knowing that shit. But right. I mean, maybe especially a few years ago, back when I was an angry atheist, I was well more versed in my, you know, anti-theist fucking rhetoric. But yeah, for the most part, I mean, but I'm no genius at all, for sure.
It's just like funny talking to people who don't know about it, because I just like always assume everybody knows all these stories, and I'm like, oh, you don't know any of this? Wow, okay.
That's yeah.
Interesting. Yeah,
you're setting your whole life around this,
and you did read the book. Wow.
Yeah.
Like, you didn't ever have questions at all, but okay. Whatever.
Yeah, especially if they believe in it and they haven't read it. It's like, oh, okay. Interesting. But
I think that's a prerequisite.
Yeah. Yeah. If you really read it, that's what made me not believe it anymore, is going through it again. Like,
someone asked me, like, why'd you stop believe? What made you stop being a Christian? I'm like, I read the Bible.
Wait, Eric, how much of the Bible have you read? Like, any of it, or you just know, like, what you know, like the basic outline of what happens, or
not really? I mean, so my mom's side are all Catholic, originally from Boston, and just my earliest memories of religion are just fucking so creeped out. Oh yeah, they're all weekend warriors. You know, whenever someone in the family dies, we gotta go do.
They go and do the Eucharist every Sunday.
You gotta go do the stupid fucking Catholic funeral and all that creepy shit. But no, I was lucky, man. My dad kept us away from religion, and he didn't, you know, he said, when you grow up and come of age, if you want it, you can go for it, but we're not sending you guys to church, and we're not making you read the Bible or do any of that. So I haven't read any of the Bible.
Speaking in tongues over you when you were like 14, and people like falling over on the floor and wailing and moving all around.
No, but that definitely sounds like the first time someone would do ecstasy, for sure.
But, it is wild seeing someone do the tongues thing. Cause I mean, I grew up in like a Baptist church, and I remember once I went to like my friend's girlfriend's one, and I was just like, what in the fuck is this shit? What is going on here?
And then my next question is, how is she going to be in bed?
I execute judgment on you. I execute judgment on you, COVID. I demand a vaccine immediately. Have you seen this guy?
Oh, yeah. That guy's scary. I think he's got the demon in him. He needs
that guy's incredible. Face. Is demon faced.
It's sure. Incredible.
Even when he smiles, it's creepy as fuck. It's like, dude.
Yeah. Should I read the Bible? Is that what you're saying? I should start reading it?
It's pretty dull, really. But
it's pretty boring. Like, I'd skip like
all of it.
It's just like
there are some good chapters, honestly. Like, Revelation is pretty base.
Pretty fucking slow. Like,
yeah. You know,
yeah. Don't start with Revelation, because you'll be like, the hell's going on?
That's a good place to start. That's the most exciting book out of all.
As long as the first Revelation is that Bruce Jenner is now Caitlyn. Surprise!
Leviticus has a lot of death and weirdo creatures in it and stuff.
What's the one that's literally a vision, like from like one prophet? And it's the whole book. I wish I could remember off the top of my head.
Well, there's
one that's like him tripping. It's nuts. It sounds like someone describing their trip to you. You're like, what the fuck?
John eating mushrooms.
Like Revelation.
Revelation sounds like it too. That is a theory that they were just tripping when they wrote.
But it's Revelations. But only one of the Revelations is in the back of the Bible. The other books didn't make the canon.
My brother's saying Jesus wept is the best passage in the Bible.
Yeah, it's the shortest one.
And that's from Hell. That's a Hellraiser reference. Remember those movies, Pinhead and Hellraiser? Jesus
never
wept.
Watched them.
They're pretty good. You're pretty good. Infowars.com, ivermectin.russia.
Dude, I feel like we're going to get yelled at by the theists tomorrow. Just know everything I said was joking, and unless it hurt your feeling, then I totally meant it.
It was in jest, Jose, wasn't it?
Yeah. See, we all were like believers though before, or we were made to be believers. And I don't know, atheists who have never, ever like read the Bible and who just do nothing.
Guilty.
Yeah, but you don't. You're not like an angry. Like,
I was in my 20s. I was an asshole atheist edgelord. I thought I was hard because I read Sam Harris and Richard Dawkins. I thought I was tough and edgy. Yeah. And then I realized I know fallacies. And then I realized those guys are all just cultists, and they're a religion of themselves. They got books you got to buy, and you got to give them money and listen to them and preach.
Sam Harris is a neocon.
So he is. Yeah. He is.
So was Hitchens.
Yeah, but, that whole clique, Sam Harris.
Wrong. So wrong.
Hitchens. At least Hitchens is mega based, though.
Yeah. I love Hitchens. I met Christopher Hitchens just before he got his cancer announcement. He was great. Right. I actually met him at a synagogue in D.C. Ryan, you would have loved it.
Yeah, I met him in a bar in Virginia. He was already sauced when we arrived.
Oh, dude, he was pickled around the clock. But yeah, Reed, I used to be like more like upset about religion and wanting to argue with people. Now, dude, it's just like religion is Bible's. It's a comic. Religions in the Bible and stuff. It's comic books and Disney stories to me. And we should have fun with them. Yeah. And enjoy them.
I mean, that's what I mean. Like the people, I didn't know you back then. So it's just that I've worked with a guy for like 6 months who was an angry atheist and he didn't know anything about the Bible. And so, I mean, it's just kind of obnoxious. Like, and you can believe in nothing if you want, but don't be like so hateful towards something that you've like never, ever looked at all.
It's just really silly to be opinionated and then be an asshole about it as well. Like, or be a retard about it as well. Like, you don't know what you're talking about, but you have this heavy opinion. Like, okay.
Yeah, right.
It's like, they just never met good Christians.
Yeah.
Well, you
know, it's kind of like hating. It's like, oh, I hate people who listen to country music. But anyone can listen to country music. It doesn't make you anything.
Except Luke Bryan.
You get Christians like Ron Paul and you get Christians like Pat Robertson. Like,
very good point.
Whether or not they're an asshole is all on them. Their religion is whatever they make it. Religion is as religion does.
Yeah, that's true. You
know? I mean, people here that are Buddhist or whatever, and it's just you're.
No, actually, Ryan, so we're at my neck of the woods here in New Hampshire. There are a lot of great people who are Christian, and I've become very good friends with. And I know they're believers, and I'm not a believer, but we have a great relationship and we get along. And I actually took Tulsi Gabbard to a very pretty hardcore church here in New Hampshire for a Sunday service because I'm friends with the people at the church, and it was a very interesting morning. Very interesting.
You can play her anywhere though, like she'd vibe with just about anybody.
Yeah, and she did, and everyone was really respectful and wanted to get pictures with her and talk to her. And but yeah, I mean, I've grown more accommodating. And you're absolutely right, Reed. If you don't really know a lot about it, but to be fire and brimstone against it and be so judgy against other people, then you're being the thing you purport to be against.
Yeah, it's like the fucking neocons who want to go blow up the entire Middle East and they don't know anything about why we're over there or why any of these wars are going. You know, it's just like, you know, you probably shouldn't have that opinion unless you know what's going on. But hey, we're coming.
The jack off missile Johnny in the glass parking lot crowd.
I don't even know what he's talking about, Reed.
I don't either.
The glass parking lot crowd. So during the second Gulf War, there's a whole slew of people to say, like, you gotta turn the Middle East to a fucking glass parking lot.
Glass.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, sand turns into glass.
Yeah, we should go there. We should just bomb them back to Stone Age. Freedom!
Ted Cruz. We're gonna see if sand can glow in the dark.
Global jihad.
Do you know how many people I've heard say that? Like, just like personal people I know from the day to day say that, like, because of like the Afghan thing, like, oh, we just blow it up. It's gonna go shit back to shit anyways. And it's like, why? Do you even understand the history at all behind any of this? No? Okay, then why are you like jokingly be like, oh, let's just go kill a bunch of people? You don't know your shit at all. Like, where the fuck are you talking about? But yeah.
They can't even like point on a map where the Middle East is, let alone like any single country that's over there.
But they got them Arabs.
Exactly. They attacked us. We're going to attack them back and nuke them.
Well, we got to get them over there before they get us over here.
That's right. That's what Luke Bryan told me that.
Well, we adopted a new strategy because, you know, the whole idea was they attacked us for our freedoms. So what we did is we got rid of all of our freedoms so they won't attack us again.
That's pretty good. Clever.
you ever play Grand Theft Auto?
No.
Hunter Biden edition.
All right. The Hispanic guys used to steal in cars. So there's in the game, you can steal automobiles and stuff. It's like part of your missions or whatever. But there's radio stations in the car. And there's one that's just talk radio and it's all spoofs. And there's one about the Australian-American War. And he's like, I'm fighting for your freedom, James. I got boomerang shrapnel on my ass. And it just makes fun of the neocons so hardcore. And Hillary and John McCain came out to ban Grand Theft Auto 3. And it's not because of the carjackings and violence. See, that's in all kinds of games. It was because of the commercials that were in the car that made fun of their propaganda so hardcore.
I didn't know that. It's super based.
Yeah. It's like there's a little kid comes on. He sounds like he's about 5 or 6 years old. He's like, it was for Aris running shoes. It's like, we're here with a worker to, you know, interview. Blah, blah, blah. And they can't, they're like, so, sir, how's the salary and benefits? He's like, it's fun. We get to play with knives. He said, like, is there, do you get overtime pay or whatever? He's like, my friend Joey sewed his hands together. And they're like, that's nice. How about, what about your benefits? And he's like, yesterday I got $1. It's this Aris running shoes, always running from something. It just clicks on one thing after another like that, making fun of corporate America, making fun of war propaganda. And it's hilarious. I would go steal a car and just drive around listening to that radio station, like not even doing the game, just listening to that all day. It's hilarious stuff. And that's why it got banned, is they snuck in like anti-war propaganda in a video game. You had to at least get, you know, play, I don't know how many minutes before you could get a car or whatever, and then click it on. It was called like Liberty Radio or something too.
Somebody says there's a conservative talk show in it on that game. Like you could turn there it on there, that channel. That sounds amazing. Oh, yeah. Especially in the time period it came out.
it's exactly. It's just like Grand Theft Auto. I'm sure it's online. Just listen to Liberty Radio. Like this could be a real station. I've heard these skits 100 times and they're still funny. The fucking commercials of the radio station, like Aris running shoes and stuff, is just epic. And yeah, they didn't like that. And you could have sex with hookers and stuff, but
Hunter.
Pixelated. Yeah, exactly. Hunter Biden.
Come on, man.
Well, we'll wrap Corn it Pops up revenge. Here. Just because we're coming up on the top of the hour. But sorry we didn't get Mike Rivero, but we got Jose. You guys should go follow Jose. I will update the link right now. It will bring you to Mike Rivero's stuff. But just for all the live viewers, Jose, who can't see the link, where can they go follow you?
Don't be mad at me. It wasn't my fault that you got me instead of Mike. Just to say that. But if I got something going in you, which I mean probably didn't, aside from maybe a few girls who were simping in the comments. But go check me out.
Those are guys.
Yeah, right. Probably.
It was Caitlin.
Go check out No Way Jose. I'm on YouTube. I'm on all the major podcasters on Odyssey. I mostly go deeper into theory and shit like that. Like, I don't know. I like to do the nerd shit. But then, like, also have Tower Gang where I do, like, kind of more what you saw today, where I was more like a comic relief. Because I'm actually not that smart and I don't have that much to say. So I just interview smart people. So
I would never guess nerd shit given your background.
Right? It's funny I don't talk about any of that shit. I've done like 2 episodes on comics and that's about it.
I've got like semi stuff with like going on. It's yeah
he's selling himself a little short, guys. Go check him out. He's great, and thanks for coming on, Jose. I know it was last minute and appreciate the addition. Eric, why don't you give us actually Ryan, drop your plugs first, then I'll have Eric give us a close out with some impersonation.
Raina Kawa on YouTube, and I will read the links to Telegram and Discord. Not on anything major anymore. It used to be a big deal. Been censored on everything. Got kicked off of PayPal and Patreon and Vimeo and 25 other. I even got kicked off of Pornhub, which I thought, you know, Pornhub should be free speech.
Nope. So you can move to Utah, Ryan, and it won't affect you at all. You won't have to worry about it.
Can't do Pornhub. I just wanted to put videos on. I'll tell you after, because this will definitely get us kicked off. okay. Of how I got kicked off of Pornhub. But Raina Kawa, Rena space Kawa. That you can search her, and it's me. That's our YouTube channel.
All right, Eric, give us whatever impersonation you think closes this out. After your plug, so tell us where we can follow you.
Growing my YouTube channel, we're getting close to 2,000 subs on YouTube on Jackman Radio. So please, everyone who's watching, just go in Jackman Radio on YouTube and click subscribe. We're always doing cool interviews and live streams every week. And we just put out our special that Reed here produced, Jackman Radio Live at the Legion, which we did in front of an audience of 50 people, a live audience, and did a whole special, which was great. We talked about all kinds of crazy shit. So check that out. And yeah, I'm on Twitter at Jackman Radio. Instagram, Senator Jackman, and I'm most active on Twitter and Instagram. So subscribe, like, comment, share, and let me bring in Bill Clinton just to kind of leave you with some words of wisdom to part here. So I know you guys earlier were talking about Hillary and enlarged clitorises. Having a big thing down south there, a little rock. She has got her own little rock down there. And you're absolutely right about that. She's got a bigger one than Joe Biden because I've seen them both. You know, I've seen them both on the jet. I've been on that little Lita Express out there to that little island that Jeffrey has. It's a fun place to run around naked with little kids, and I've been there plenty of times. I have. But Hillary's little rock, it's a tough little rock, and you never know, she might be coming back in 2024, so Donald, be very careful. But I know Epstein's got tapes of everybody, so those tapes will be around long after he's gone and been gone. And like Ryan said, you know, Hillary did leave him hanging. She left him hanging. She did. But go to HillaryLittleRockClitoris.com/MENA/drug smuggling/Barry Seal CIA narcotics for more information. God bless.
Epstein didn't Gary Webb himself.
Exactly.
And please subscribe to this channel if you're just coming through. I got some interesting guests. Gonna have Abby Martin a couple weeks, Tulsi
Gabbard, Infowars.com
point here, and more people. So stay tuned.